This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. Leaders of the world's 20 biggest economies on Sunday will pledge to pay for a fair distribution of COVID-19 vaccines, drugs, and tests around the world so that poorer countries are not left out, and will extend debt relief to them. In a draft of a communique seen by the Reuters news agency, the leaders said they would spare no effort to ensure their affordable and equitable access of vaccines and therapeutics for all people, consistent with members' commitments to incentivize innovation. The communique called global immunization a public good. The leaders pledged to continue to use all available policy tools needed to safeguard lives, jobs, and incomes, and encourage the multilateral development banks to strengthen their efforts to help countries deal with the crisis. California is enacting a nighttime curfew in just a few hours as spiking coronavirus cases threaten to swamp healthcare systems. The new restrictions say people should stay home from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m., except for essential errands. The curfew runs through December 21st and covers 41 counties that contain most of the state's population. In an AP interview, Los Angeles County Sheriff's Captain Edward Ramirez says deputies are encouraging people to adhere to the curfew, but won't be out targeting offenders.
Our goal is to not arrest folks. Our goal is to not use the criminal law to enforce these things, but to utilize education, to utilize humanity, to talk to folks about the issue.
Meanwhile, Los Angeles County says it could impose an even more drastic lockdown next week as the state's largest county records record infection rates. Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Islamic State's affiliate in Afghanistan is being blamed for a deadly morning mortar and rocket attack that killed at least 8 people and wounded several others in Kabul on Saturday. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
The explosions set off warning sirens from embassies, and the attack comes just 2 days before a major conference for Afghanistan in Geneva. Afghanistan's Ministry of Interior said, along with the dead, dozens more have been injured in the blast, with many requiring hospital treatment. Spokesman Tariq Aryan said terrorists mounted 14 rockets in a small truck and set them off. He added that an investigation was ongoing to find out how the vehicle got inside the city. One of the rockets landed close to the Iranian embassy, but it later said in a statement that there were no casualties among its staff.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. The Israeli military says Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip have fired a rocket toward Israel. The launch set off air raid sirens in the southern city of Ashkelon Saturday night. Israeli media say the rocket landed in an open area, causing no damages or injuries, but the launch raised the likelihood of an Israeli reprisal in Gaza. Israel holds Gaza's Hamas rulers responsible for all rocket fire out of the territory, and usually strikes Hamas targets in response. Several thousand people protested in Paris on Saturday against a bill that would make it a crime to circulate an image of a police officer's face with the intention that they should be harmed. Supporters say that officers and their families need protection from harassment, both online and in person when off duty. The offense would carry a maximum penalty of 1 year in jail and a $53,000 fine. Opponents say the law would infringe on journalists' freedom to report and make it harder to hold police accountable for abuses such as excessive use of force. A spokesman for President-elect Joe Biden says he is against the death penalty and will work to end its use. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Press Secretary T.J. Ducklow says President-elect Joe Biden, quote, opposes the death penalty now and in the future, although he did not say whether executions would be paused immediately once Biden takes office. The Justice Department has scheduled 3 more federal executions before the January 20th inauguration, including 2 shortly before Biden is set to take office. Advocacy groups have called on the Trump administration to pause all executions until Biden is in the White House. I'm Shelley Adler.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.